Let that linger there for a minute. The realm ruled by love, by agape, by the purposeful goodwill of the Son of God. We've been placed with standing, not just transferred, or not even really translated. God has literally taken hold of your life, your spirit, as you have believed into Christ Jesus, and placed you into the kingdom. Not the geographical area. You know, you receive Jesus, you open your eyes, you're in the same place you were, right? Not the geographical area, the realm ruled by his authority, and he has all authority. And you have standing. Why? What does that mean, standing? It's station. You have a place. You have authority because you have the right and ability to his name. You are now born of his spirit. His blood has now caused you to become the righteousness of God, the state of him who is as how he ought to be. You have that right. You have that privilege. You've been given that station. You are, I've been meditating over this all week, can you tell? You are being placed there with standing. And I'm looking around at my own life and at other people's lives and thinking, you know, we need some faith here. Because I don't think there's many people that actually believe what I'm saying. We don't think of ourselves that way. We have heard so much junk, and we have been so deeply involved with religious practices, which is men trying to get to God, that we've completely forgotten that God's already done that. Say, God's already done that. Been there, done that. What he wants from you is to believe it. And you can't believe it if you don't think about it, and you don't usually think about it unless either the Spirit of God just starts talking to you or somebody preaches it to you. And then don't resist the Word of God. Go back to where we were last week. Understand that he's involved in every part of your life. Understand that that's the one whom you are interfacing with is the Word of God. It's the Word of God. Him, it's the Word of God written. He is the Word of God. That's what we sang this morning, right? The Word is the seed, and seed is the Word, and that's who Jesus is. And we need to understand these things because this is the kingdom that we're living in. Yes, ma'am. Did you have some of you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you hear, maybe you don't. They talk about bringing, for instance, lawsuits. And they'll say, well, you can't do that because you don't have standing. And in that case, that's a legal term. And what that means is you don't have something directly to do with it. If you do have standing, that means it directly affect or affected you. So you have standing to come to the court and present your case. That's a perfect picture of what we're talking about. And not only that, you have standing like, you know, it's hard to talk about hierarchy here because Jesus is one. And when he said, we're one together, Father, I and them and you and me, that we may be one in unity, right? We may be in unity together. In that sense, there's not a hierarchy. You're not more in Jesus or of Jesus than I am or vice versa, right? So when you have standing, you have his authority, you have his standing because he is living in you and you are alive in him. And there are so many things I know, because I've known many of you for many years, that you want to see, you want to be, you want to do. And yet still somehow we don't seem to grasp the idea that the only way that happens is you have to believe it. You don't work it up. You don't earn it. And I think that's one of the biggest weapons that the enemy uses, Because all the time people are trying to earn it. Or they're trying to figure out a way to, quote, do it. No, you have to believe it. The doing part, you know, going back to, you know, more and more and more and more special, the 14th chapter of John. Remember when we dug through it several weeks ago? The same action, Jesus said, the same action that I do, you will do. Remember, poel, perform. You will be doing and saying, well, what did he do? Well, he went around teaching and preaching and speaking concerning the kingdom of God. And he said, you go do that, and whatever you ask me, I'll perform it. And that puts us there together. You go out there and you speak the words like we're doing this morning. You hear the words like we're doing this morning. And then you look at him and go, hey, you said you would perform it. I can't. You do. But we're one. I'm in you. So I'm going through exactly what you said. And well, you know, I tried that and it didn't work. Yeah, well, you probably had a good idea. That doesn't mean you believed it. I'll stop. Okay. So, I'm all excited, meditating. In fact, I actually, it's like an afterglow when I was writing the Monday morning high. And I was drawn back to the 14th verse of the fourth chapter. And again, as I frequently tell you, I would love to stand up here and tell you all the, you know, how I just, you know, knew and am and all, but I'd just be lying. Because a lot of times I have no idea why until God opens in my eyes and I begin to see things. I was drawn back to the 14th chapter of the fourth verse, which is of Hebrews, 14th verse of the fourth chapter of Hebrews, where we were last week, where it says, since we have a great high priest having, remember diakomai, traversed to come or go through, and he did both. He came from the heavens into the earth, and he ascended from the earth into the heavens. Seeing we have this high priest who has traversed the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, we should, and if you remember last week, we looked at these two words. The verb is kateo, and then we have homologia, which is the noun. And remember the verb we talked about, kratos, is translated strength, might, sometimes power. It is the idea of force, but is the picture of the word is to it's dominating. So it's dominion or domination. The verb then would be to dominate. In this case, dominating. So since we have